Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. All going to plan, it felt like. I mean, a goal against the run of play in the first half, going in at 1-0. Then they made a substitution, and they just took the game, to use a pun, by the horns, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It's a big apology for everyone that's travelled, because the second half was nowhere near acceptable. I don't like losing games. I detest losing back-to-back games. And I can't even contemplate losing three games on the spin. That's what I just said to the lads in there. You know, I'm not going to name people individually on the radio. What I will say to you is that collectively, too many people went missing. If it wasn't for Lynch and O'Halloran, I think, and the keeper, Lloyd, I think everyone else threw the towel in, you know, at 3-1. And I just said that my teams don't do that. And if you want to go on and be good footballers and play consistently and have the trust of managers to go and play 500-600 games at this level, then you can't do what you've just done today. And I've been in here 8 games now, and, you know, that, unfortunately, I've seen that, you know, today, and I'm not happy about it.
I mean, if we go back to the start of the game, there is some extenuating circumstances. You lose your left back, who's been quite pivotal in the way FC United play. Also, to add to that as well, we're coming back to Hereford 2 weeks after we've been here. It's very difficult to pull the rabbit out of the hat twice.
I mean, me personally, this isn't against anybody, because I know that obviously finances are great, that the league points are, you know, very, very important. I don't like losing games, but I'm glad that we came here in the league. We did it that way around, because obviously we would have got pulled further into the mire. However, I thought we had enough today to come here and stay in the trophy as well. And that wasn't to be. You know, they've gone 13 games without a win, and, you know, they've got the tails up second half, and they've come out and they've had a go. Yes, we've lost Lewis, who was a big loss, and we've also lost Donoghue. So the full left-hand side went from the last time we came here. And unfortunately, you know, the lads who have come in haven't stepped up to the levels that have gone out. And I've just said to the lads, you know, I'm not a manager that goes and signs 5 or 6 at a time and brings them in, but I need to see consistency in performances, because club this stature and this size, you can't turn in average performances of 4, 5 and 6s out of 10s every week. You've got to be hitting at least the 7s. And I've talked to the lads individually in there, I've talked to them collectively, and we will get a response, and, you know, we'll train our Tuesday and Thursday and I'll get ready for York next Saturday.
I mean, if we could just talk about, I mean, Jack Bannister, he's been quite unlucky, actually, because he's the second top goal scorer. He's got, he's second most shots on target, second most shots off target, so he's very good. And he took his chance well on the third attempt, I think it was. But it just kind of, the second half, they took the initiative. What could be done about the getting out of that third gear mentality that we had going? I mean, we were a bit shell-shocked, weren't we?
Yeah, but I said to the lads about, you know, I will never criticise anybody from trying to do the right things. But again, you know, we tried to play a ball out at 1-0 up in the first minute of the second half. On the edge of our box, we tried to play a square ball. It gets intercepted. They get a corner and they score from it. It's just pathetic decision-making, and you can't allow for that. And the minute, you know, we're shot, the team talk goes out, and then the next thing, it's a great finish. And you're 2-1 and you're looking around, and I'm looking for men, I'm looking for leaders, I'm looking for someone to get hold of the game out of scruff of the neck. But unfortunately, too many of them out there didn't do it. And, you know, the two older lads were too deep to be able to kind of make a difference at the top end of the pitch. I thought we started getting going last 15 minutes. I thought we started knocking the ball around, but it was too little too late. And, you know, we're now out of the trophy, which, you know, is devastating. But we've got it now. We've lost back-to-back games, and we've got to regroup now and get ready for next week.
It's a you won't know this, but it's a remarkable record we've got in the FA Trophy. We were in the quarterfinals 4 years ago. We haven't won a game since.
No.
Every year.
I knew that.
We have got York next. It's harsh circumstances, all this, because it just feels like we're having to go on a coach every other bloody week. Yeah. It's annoying. This is a tricky game, this. How do we go to Bevan Crescent and turn things around?
I just said to the lads, you know, I don't know, you know, the Hereford fans didn't turn out in numbers today. We had, you know, we had great numbers here again. But I said to the lads at York next week, there is no hiding places. There will be a big crowd on. And, you know, they're 3 points separators in the league. They're on 20, we're on 17. I think it's a must-win game for both teams. And if I can't get messages onto the pitch because of the noise levels, the people that are there next week, then I expect you to return the information we've done in training and to start working it out for yourselves collectively. That didn't happen to the second half, and, you know, you could hear me, I'm trying to get on the pitch and people weren't taking it on. So what we've got to do is carry on drilling home the same message. Yes, you know, it's been great. You know, the 6 games will be great, crest of a wave, and, you know, is it that new management coming in, etc. But I won't accept that, because we could have gone 6 games without a win, but I would have seen performances getting better along the way. What I've seen is the performances getting better, and then today, the second half, we've dropped right back, we've dropped our standards completely, and that's not acceptable, you know. And I've just said that my teams don't do that, and I'm not used to seeing that. Not used to seeing, you know, going down without a fight. And second half, you know, like I said, I started the interview by apologising to the FC fans coming today, because, you know, they'd be singing all second half, and, you know, they deserve better than that. They deserve better.
Let's end on a positive. And you mentioned the trio at the back, and we Lloyd Allenson made some cracking saves. I mean, their goalkeeper as well made some cracking saves in the first half, we should mention. Mm. But Lloyd Allenson made several saves there, which were brilliant. And Lynch had a late fitness test. Mm. You wouldn't have known it. And O'Halloran was great as well. Mm. So there is something there that was good in this.
There is, absolutely. I've just said that to the lads in there. I said, you know, these lads are playing through the pain barrier at the minute. Lynch pulls his calf at the services, you know, on the way down. Halley's playing back-to-back. There's no rest for him. We know that we've got to add a little bit more quality in the centre-half in terms of for the backups, to give if they do need a rest or they get an injury. But they're experienced lads at this level who just play football because of the sheer, they love the game of football. And as soon as they cross that white line, it means absolutely everything to them. And that is, you can learn so much. I remember being a young kid and, you know, I learnt from the men around me. You know, and if I didn't learn from the men around me, I was in trouble, because they would let me know that I'm not learning. Too many out there today are not learning from, you know, the key experienced players out there. And it's great when things are going well. But the identification of a good player is when things aren't going well and you're still playing well and you're not hiding away. And like I said, you know, we know that. We know we haven't performed our second half, and we will be working very hard in training this week to get ready for the York game next Saturday.
Well, Neil Reynolds, a big thank you for taking the time to come back up here in the labyrinth of tunnels to come and find us.
Thank you.
All the best in training this week, and brilliant. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you. Cheers.